Heading, England and its cities, subheading, how are they to be warned? Here are the great cities in England and on the continent with their millions of inhabitants that have not yet heard the last warning message. How are these to be warned? If the people of God would only exercise faith, he would work in a wonderful manner to accomplish this work. Hear the words of Christ. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Precious promise. Do we believe it? What marvelous results would appear if the united prayers of this company were to ascend to God in living faith. Jesus stands ready to take these petitions and present them to his Father, saying, I know these persons by name. Send answers to their prayers, for I have graven their names on the palms of my hands. Historical Sketches, page 152, 1886. Subheading, Presenting the Truth in London. There is need of zeal in the church and wisdom to manage that zeal. You have made altogether too tame work of saving souls. If you see a work done in London and the surrounding cities, you must have a united, irresistible force. Press the battle to the gate and plant the standard firmly, as if you meant that truth should triumph. The timidity, the cautious movements have been faithless. There's been little expectation of results. The fact that things move slowly in England has no reason why the great missionary work shall move slowly to meet man's habits and customs for fear of surprising the people. They need to be much more surprised than they have hitherto been. The Lord's business requires haste. Souls are perishing without a knowledge of the truth. Caution is needed. But while some of the workers are guarded and make haste slowly, if they are not united with them in the work, those who see the necessity of being aggressive, very much will be lost, opportunities will pass, and the opening providence of God will not be discerned. Letter 31, 1892. Subheading, Great Work in England. There is a great work to be done in England. The light radiating from London should beam forth in clear, distinct rays to regions beyond. God has wrought in England, but this English-speaking world has been terribly neglected. England has needed many more laborers and much more means. London has been scarcely touched. My heart is deeply moved as the situation in that great city is presented before me. In the city of London alone, no fewer than 100 men should be engaged. The Lord marks the neglect of his work, and there will be a heavy account to settle by and by. Testimonies, Volume 6, pages 25, 26, 1900. Subheading, An Army of Workers. It seems to me that the necessity of the work in England is a very important question to us in this country. We talk about China and other countries. Let us not forget the English-speaking countries, where if the truth were presented, many would receive and practice it. Why is it that more work has not been done in England? What has been the matter? The workers could not get means. Does this speak to us of the necessity of economy in every line? Let no one suppose that the work in London can be carried forward by one or two. This is not the right plan. While there must be those who can oversee the work, there is to be an army of workers striving to reach the different classes of people. House-to-house work must be done. General Conference Bulletin, April 22, 1901. Subheading, Financial Help Will Come. There is a work to be done in London. I have been given light that this work can be done, that help will come from outside. Those who have money will give of their means. You need not be delicate about asking them for money. General Conference Bulletin, April 22, 1901. Subheading, Place of Meeting, Hire Good Halls. The work in England might now be much farther advanced than it is if our brethren at the beginning of the work there had not tried to work in so cheap a way. If they had hired good halls and carried forward the work as though we had great truths, which would surely be victorious, they would have had greater success. God would have the work started in such a way that the first impressions given shall be, as far as they go, the very best that can be made. Gospel Workers, page 462, 1915. Subheading, Caste and Class Problems. True, there are many difficulties to be met in presenting the truth, even in Christian England. One of the greatest of these is the difference in the condition of the three principal classes and the feeling of caste, which is very strong in this country. In the city, the capitalists, the shopkeepers, and the day laborers, and in the country, the landlords, the tenant farmers, and the farm laborers form three general classes, between whom there are wide differences in education, in sentiment, and in circumstances. It is very difficult for one person to labor for all classes at the very same time. Wealth means greatness and power. Poverty, little less than slavery. This is an order of things that God never designed should exist. Historical Sketches, page 164, 1886. Subheading, The Higher Classes Reached Through Lower. In a country where so large a part of the people are kept in such a state of servitude to the wealthy, and the higher classes are held in bondage by long-established customs, it is only to be expected that the advancement of unpopular truth will at first be slow. But if the brethren will be patient and the laborers will be fully awake and thoroughly in earnest to improve every opportunity which presents itself for spreading the light, we're sure that an abundant harvest of souls will yet be reaped from English soil. By tact and perseverance, ample means will be found for reaching the people. There will no doubt always be difficulty in reaching the higher classes, but the truth will often find its way to the noblemen by first reaching the middle and poorer classes. Historical Sketches, page 166, 1886. Subheading, A Careful Work Called For. Because you do not see the same results in Old England that you did in Australia, you should not demerit that which has already been gained. There are some precious souls in Grimsby, in Alsaby, and others will be gathered in. There are some good souls in Southampton, and the brother I met at Brother Blank's, and the few who are connected with him are, I judge, good material. Because they do not see every point just as we do, requires wisdom in treating their cases, that we should unite wherever we can and not make the breach any greater between us. That Sister Blank, I believe, will come to the front if wise management is exercised in her case. Such ones must not be left indifferently, but effort should be made to bring them into the noble truth. We want that woman as a worker. It is a nice work to hunt up the sheep and to make every exertion to bring them in. It will take time to rid them of all their strange ideas and erratic views, but we must be patient and not drive them from us. God is working with them, and as I look over the past, I see discouragements just as great that we have had to master and still have to contend with as in Old England. Letter 50, 1887. Subheading, God Will Care for the Faithful in England. Accompanied by Brother S.H. Lane, we went to Risley, a small town about 40 miles from London. Here Brother Lane and Durland had been holding a tent meeting for 4 weeks. The tent seated about 300, and in the evening it was full, and a large number stood outside. My heart was especially drawn out for this people, and I would gladly have remained longer with them. Of the audience, it could be said, there were honorable women, not a few. Several of those had commenced to keep the Sabbath. Many of the men were convinced of the truth, but the question with them was not whether they could keep the Sabbath and have the conveniences and luxuries of life, but whether they could obtain bread, simple bread, for their children. Some conscientious souls have begun to keep the Sabbath. The faith of such will be severely tested. But will not he who careth for the ravens care much more for those who love and fear him? God's eye is upon his conscientious, faithful children in England, and he will make a way for them to keep all his commandments. Historical Sketches, page 163, 1886.